I'm so sorry for the trouble I caused. I never should have left home like our mom and dad always warned me. But once I turned 18, I wanted to go into the world and seek my fortune. I don't have the training to be a warrior like you, or to be a sorceress, or, well, to do too much, I guess. I wasn't thinking too clearly. I thought that I would travel and something would just happen. Well, it did. I was captured by slavers. I didn't even realize I had ventured into their territory, but then again, I had never strayed too far from the farm before. I guess I was a real prize for them, young and pretty and a virgin. That was lucky for me, too. It kept them from doing things to me until they could get me to market. Then it was my turn to stand on the auction block as the last slave to be sold that week. But who do I see in front of the crowd but my very own brother? I was so relieved. Well, until the bidding started. I guess I should be flattered that people were willing to pay so much money for a simple farm girl, but you had to spend so much gold to buy me. I can never hope to pay that back. You gave me your cloak then, so I could cover myself far better than the collar and the silks the slaver put on me were doing. I wasn't naked, but I was about as close to naked as you could get. Your cloak was so warm and comforting, just like you. Then you took me to this inn and rented two rooms for us. Wait. Before you take off the collar, well, I am legally a slave now by the laws of our land. At least, until you take the collar off of me. It's not that I'm not looking forward to having that horrid thing off of me, but I've caused you so much trouble. I am your property right now. I have no rights. Once you take the collar off, then I go back to being just your little sister. So, I just wanted to point it out to you that right now, you could tell me to do anything you wanted and I would have to do it. Or you could do anything to me that you wanted and I'd have to let it happen. Anything. I was prepared to lose my virginity tonight, probably in an awful way. When you bought me, I realized that it wasn't going to happen. But suddenly, kind of wanted it to. Maybe it's just the sudden swing in emotions. I thought my life was over, and you changed that. I could go back to just being a normal young woman again, but first, you could maybe get some of your money's worth out of your little slave. Master. We're not outside in the cool air anymore, so I don't need your cloak around me. Even just these silks are enough to warm my body. It also gives you a chance to see the woman your little sister has become. I guess everyone in the market could see it, and I could feel their eyes all upon me. I was the prettiest, most nubile slave girl today. I think I was maybe the best they've seen in a while. As scary as it was, it was also kind of exciting. Look at me, please. But don't think of me as your little sister. Your little sister did not have a body like this. She wasn't painted with so much makeup to make her virtually unrecognizable. Think of me as the slave girl you just bought. and the one that caused you an awful lot of trouble, Money, what would you do to that slave girl? Well, not you, because you're noble and nice, but what would most men do to her? They would take her. They would take her virginity and make her start earning her keep. They would expect her to be worth all the gold that was paid for her. I lied about the collar earlier. I said it was horrid, but it's not. It's pretty, and it caresses my neck in such lovely ways. And it marks me as belonging to someone. To you. Honestly, I wasn't as scared as I should have been about being someone's property. Their sexual plaything. And now that I'm your property, all of that fear has gone away. Well, except the fear that you'll release me without releasing yourself in me. I can tell you're torn, Master. I love your sister, but a slave girl has no family. And you're mad at me as well, though you try not to show it. I'm always getting into trouble, but never this badly, and you had to spend so much money on me. Then you could not help but watch as they made me dance so erotically on the auction block. They found I have a talent for dancing. And they said it would increase my price. And it did. But I know that is not the only thing it raised. My silks come off just as easily as the cloak. I thought that perhaps someone would tear them off of me today before they took me. Perhaps they would have done so right there in the market, in front of the entire crowd. Dozens of men and women could have watched me as my virginity was cruelly taken from me. All things considered, if I lose it in the privacy of this room, to my brother and master, I think that's for the best. Not that losing it in public like that might have been bad. Master, I know what you're thinking. You should free me. You should free your little sister. But you can always free me later. Once I'm free, I will not be so easily bedded. I'll most likely have to return home and end up marrying some farm boy and losing my virginity in some hovel there on my wedding night. Perhaps I do still end up marrying that farm boy someday, except maybe when he enters me, he finds that some other lucky man beat him to my virginity. You could be that man, Master. You have every right to do it. The law is on your side, and I will neither resist now nor tell anyone in the future should you free me. In fact, as a slave, I would be obliged to do everything I could do to see to my master's pleasure, or fear his punishment. I know you wouldn't hurt me, but we can still pretend you could. I like the idea of you being cruel to your little sister, or at least spanking her troublemaking little bottom. I've made you hard, haven't I, Master? Then let me at least attend to that. My delicate hands undo the cord to your pants and pull them down. You could stop me with just a word or a gesture or by carelessly tossing me aside. Instead, you let my tiny hand wrap around your big cock. The other girls talked of their experiences, Master, and how they pleased other masters with their hands or other parts. I hope the way my hands stroke you is to your liking. It continues what the sight of my body began. making you harder and harder. Does it please you, master? Do my soft little slave girl hands make you happy? Or maybe, just maybe, my mouth would make it happier. If you want me to do it, you just have to order me. I cannot resist an order. As you wish, master. Your brand new slave girl, slowly leaning down to take her master's cock into her painted mouth for the first time, hoping desperately to please him. I can barely get my lips wrapped around it. When I was still your little sister, you always said I had a big mouth. But now, if you're a slave girl, doesn't it feel so small? Still, I'm trying my best for my master. Let me please you for a little. Do you want me to continue, master? I could bring you to climax with my mouth if you wished. I could not deny you if you wanted me to let you do it in my mouth. Or make me swallow it. You could even force your cock down my throat and gag your slave girl before filling her stomach with your seed. But you own me, master. Why stop with the blowjob when you could deflower me this very night? Don't you want to bray your proud, hard cock in your slave's quivering flesh? Or maybe you could bury it in your little sister's body. A slave girl is in no position to judge the lusts of her master. Do you want to fuck me, master? Or should I call you brother? You can be either or both, but no matter what you choose, I'm still yours for the taking. If you like what my hands and mouth did, then you can reward your slave girl with your cock. Or if you want to punish your little sister for all the trouble she caused you, you can do that with your cock as well. All you have to do is give the word, and I must obey. Or you could just take forcibly what is already yours, and I cannot resist. Even if I could, I am no match for you physically. You could put it in me wherever you wanted. None of my openings are closed to the man with the key to my collar. Yes, master. Push me onto the bed. You meant to send me to bed alone tonight when you bought me. It would be my first bed after sleeping on the floor of a cage for so long. But instead now, you will give me my first cock. I tremble as you climb on top of me. I'm so very scared, but so very excited. As your little sister, I would never have become this wet. But as a slave girl, I am free to be so wanton. No, do not look into my eyes for permission as your cock pushes into me. I am not your sister. Unless you still want me to be. I am your slave. Your property. You can do with me as you wish, and I must accept it. My will must bend to yours, just as my virgin body must yield to your cock as you slowly push in me. Oh. Oh, Master, hear it in me. I'm no longer a virgin. You just reduced my market value considerably, but I hope you don't mind. Not when I am this hot, tight, and wet for you. Oh, do not think of my comfort, Master. Oh, do not wait for me to get used to something so big inside of my little pussy. Take your pleasure from me. Oh. The Lord is not gentle with his slave girl. Oh, lest she get foolish ideas. He uses her for his animal pleasures. As a slave girl, I cannot complain. And considering who else could be doing this to me right now, I dare not. I think this is ending up far better than I could hope. Oh, forgive my feeble attempts to please you, Master. I still don't know how best to move my body with yours, or how to use my pussy properly on your cock, but I am trying with all my heart. Someday, you will treat me just right, but for now, you can try my innocence. You paid more than enough money for it. Fuck me, Master. Or brother, or whatever you want me to call you. Fuck your slave girl. Your little sister. Either way, I can be your toy. I cannot help but be so because of the collar and your cock. You can even breed me, Master. Oh, the fact that I'm your slave trumps me being your sister. Even if you free me later, I have to bear your child. But free me when you have paid for me forever. It could take me every night. It could take me every night and breed me every year. You could take me as my belly gets progressively bigger with your child. My master's child. My brother's child. Oh, I hope you breed me, Master. Your baby inside me would mark me as yours even more than this collar. No matter what, please come in me. I have no rights as your slave, but I'm begging you for this, Master. Oh, I need your seed inside of me every bit as much as I need to be owned by you. Oh, I need to know I pleased my master with my body and made him as happy as he is making me. Please, please, come in me. Please. Oh, I'm your sister. And your slave girl. Come in me. Come in us. Because your lustful sister, slave girl, is about to come from her master and her brother's cock. Fuck. Yes. Please come. Please come. Please come in me. Oh. Oh! Oh! For saving me. Oh, but I was speaking as your sister then. Now I speak as your slave girl. And thank you for buying me. And for showing me the pleasure I can give and receive with my humble body. If you ever do free me, I'll have to pretend this was awful and it was just an act. I would not let you fuck me then. Although you could still make me do it, even as a free woman. I think that might actually be fun, Master. Someday. But for now, you really do need to get your money's worth from your sister's body. And that could take months. Or even years. Definitely years. Lots and lots of years of being my brother's slave.